The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And good Monday morning. It's Monday, February 27th, 2023. We're in Central Time right now, and it's 7:01 a.m. Thank you so much for joining us, those of you sleepyheads that are getting up. Hey, I'm on cup of coffee number 2.5 for those of you watching. Now, do you really care? That's all right. You know, our day starts very early around here, so it's okay. You know, early to bed, early to rise makes man what? Finish the sentence. There you go. See, I knew you had critical thinking going on in there at this hour. For the Power Mall, because this is how we stay on the air, I have to do the shameless stuff, you know, up front. But that's okay. You understand, because, see, it's all about health with us. And if you didn't realize that by now, wow, it's like, where you been? Well, thanks for joining us anyway. This week, we got some specials going on. Not a lot, so don't panic. I'm not going to go on and on and on for 20 minutes on this. But we'll tell you, 10% off of Silver Botanicals. That means we're going to probably be having some guests on the show. 10% off North American Urban Spice products, including the Raw Pine Power Plus 8 fluid ounces. The stuff's been flying off the shelf. This is not a tea, okay? There's some confusion out there that people think, what, this is only an 8-ounce bottle of tea? No, it's not like that. This is stuff that you take like a tablespoon of, because these are basically the Raw Pine Power Plus is a power of wild harvested North American and Canadian white and red pine needles, both very high in shikimic acid. And of course, it's a natural medicine. It's got a lot of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and high in terpenes. For those of you that are big into terpenes, alpha pinene, D-limonene, and beta carophyllene, and germicrine, and many more. Yeah, now we're going to have a lesson on that here, a quiz on that in 5 minutes. So, you know, hopefully you wrote all this down. I'm just messing with you this morning. Hey, you know what I'm not messing with is the fact that North American Urban Spice Products, 8-ounce Raw Pine Power Plus is 10% off. This is the time to stock up, get you a couple of bottles. We also have the sugar to fiber still at OptiVita. 10% off of that as well, the 500 milligram 60 caps. And if we have your valid email address, we're going to send you 2 free ebooks when you order Sugar to Fiber. We've had Frank Davis on the show twice already this month because it is Heart Health Month, once left of it. What is glucose and how can I control it? And the power of enzymes for good health. That is the 2 ebooks we will send you for free. But you have to make sure you're not unsubscribed from our list, because if you order it and you've unsubscribed for email blasts and whatnot, it does not allow us to send you the 2 free ebooks.
Darn.
So make sure you're signed up. Some of you do not have internet. I get it. We don't have those in print form because they're coming from OptiVita. Sammy Plus is also half off. It's on closeout. Also, the Daily Immune Protection and Joint and Skin Matrix. Those are also on the list of 50% off products here at the Power Mall. That's how we stay on the air, and we appreciate your donations, of course. And you want to call 877-817-9829. That is, I know I'm going so fast. That's our Power Mall number if you want to make a donation there, or click on the Support Us tab on thepowerhour.com. We appreciate all of you that have been doing the support thing for us and buying us a cup of coffee and making regular monthly donations. We appreciate that because that's what keeps us on the air. We do not take government handouts. Haha. All right. Now we get into the news. You see, that wasn't so bad. 3 minutes. I timed myself. Oh, yeah. I tell you what, the propaganda, and this is one of the reasons why people tune in here. We have more and more people like Rents Radio listeners and folks like that listening to the show. Because we're talking about stuff that, A, matters, and B, it helps us to get on the right kind of mindset. And, of course, I want to explain what happened last Friday. While I have a second here to do it, we had technical difficulties, which is why we had to run into a second hour. We were breaking up, and it was a technical malfunction that got corrected over the weekend, and we appreciate that because that's what keeps us keeps our listeners healthy and happy, being able to get the information. Now, understand that we've got this wannabe porn star that is working in Ukraine. He's the president, Volodymyr Zelensky. And he is now coming out with more of his opinionated propaganda, more psyops, declaring if America pulls military support from his country, the U.S. will lose NATO and its global leadership position. I think he kind of forgets that the North Atlantic Treaty Organization is an actual agreement. How are you going to lose it? See, that's the thing about lose NATO. I have a real problem with people that put out crap like that. The guy is a pathological dictator and liar. And we have been giving over $100 billion taxpayer dollars, and they continue. And here we have Michael McCaul from Texas, a Republican congressman, wants to send F-16 fighters to Ukraine. Yeah, it's what he told Martha Raddatz over the weekend, the reporter on mainstream media. Yeah, we need to help them. We need to help. Man, you see, you know who the warmongers are? These are the people that when they run for re-election again, you got to know what their track record is, and you vote them out. Those of you in Texas that are in his district, you need to remember where your taxpayer dollars are going. Funding a conflict, proxy war, that could end us up into World War III. And if you think I'm joking about something like that, that is not a laughing matter. This is why we're selling bottles that I have here in my hot little hand of Nuke Protect. You see it? I'm holding it up to the screen right now for those of you watching us on video stream. Yeah, this is the stuff that replaces the bad iodine you're going to get from nuclear fallout with good iodine that keeps your thyroid healthy and happy. And of course, again, I hate to say that this takes up our magical time. Because, as you know, on Monday, we have news and open lines. And I know that, you know, when I give the toll-free number out, people have called the show and called the Power Mall and said, and I hear all about this. I get it. He said, Krieger, you talk too fast. I get some of this thing, but when you give the phone number out, you give it too fast, too fast, too fast, too fast. You know, second, put the record on 78 speed, you know. No, it is 844-769-2944. I can do sign language only with numbers. Oh. Now I hope you got that. You know, we love first-time callers. And understand something. When you call the show and you're a first-time caller, understand you got to have that mindset of a first-time caller. And that means when you call our toll-free number, 844-769-2944, our board op, Todd, will pick up the phone and say, the power hour. And then, you know, you're connected with us. Now, you're not going right on the air right away. That's not how it works. He sends me a note telling me that you're there and where you're from. All we need is your first name and the city and state you're calling from. And the conversation you are having is with me. You're not having it with 100,000, 200,000, quarter million, a million. You know, you're not having it with all these people. You're only having a conversation with me. So understand it doesn't matter who's listening to the conversation. And you don't have to worry about, you know, we know where you are. We're going to come and find you because you made this comment on our show. No, we're not like that. And we don't give that stuff out. your conversations are public only to the extent of our radio and Rumble and Brighteon, you know, viewership and listenership. And of course, on shortwave at 7.490. So when you call and you want to talk to us, if you're a first time caller, remember that you're just having a conversation with me. So if you've got a gripe, a bitch, a complaint, or anything like that, it's okay. You know, see, the thing is sometimes you may disagree with what I say, and you may agree wholeheartedly with what I say. You want to call up and you want to chime in and give us some kudos or agree with what I'm saying and why you agree with what I'm saying, because, see, that's always what I'm really interested in, is the why. And if you don't agree with me, then, well, for God's sakes, call up and change my mind. That's the beauty about free speech. We're not calling up to sit there and do what they say, like Hillary Clinton did when, you know, GOP congresspeople said that Judy Chu, congresswoman, is connected to the Chinese Communist Party. And immediately Hillary Clinton spews the term, he's a racist. No, 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 no. You see, this is all they got. It's all they have is name calling. And see, we don't do name calling on the show. Well, except for Fetterslot. That's the only one that I call, who, by the way, checked himself into rehab for clinical depression. Yes. Had to get connected to all those electrodes. So, you know, keep that little Frankenfetter, whatever, going on there. There, would you bite the rubber? Bite the rubber. Just bite the rubber. We're going to give it a little sodium pentothal, and we want you to bite the rubber. And his wife ran off to Canada because obviously she knew that reporters would be surrounding her residence, asking her questions like, is your husband suicidal? Wow. Suicidal? He's my idol. Oh, see, I'm rhyming that this morning. All those of you in Pennsylvania that elected him, whoa, clinical depression. Gotta love that. Now, I'm not making fun of his condition. If he's depressed and bummed out, you gotta wonder, why did you elect him? Why'd you put him there if he's got clinical depression and he's a potential stroke victim? See, here's the thing. I know about strokes because my mom had two of them. She had a major stroke in 2011 and a TIA in 2018. And see, the more of those you have, the more strokes you get, the greater the chances you're going to have another one. It's common knowledge among those who have dealt with strokes. So the whole idea is to keep your system. Oh, wait a minute. There's more. Those of you that got the clot shot, what do you think causes strokes? One of them is blood clots. So, see, and I know some of you are out there shaking your head going, man, I wish some of my family members hadn't gotten the jab. I know. I wish they hadn't either. You know, that's why we ramped up at the Power Mall and told people all about the Raw Pine Power Plus. You know, Paratrex, I mean, you've got to clean out the system. Paratrex, remember that. That's our answer to ivermectin. You got to have ivermectin. Well, you know, support at thepowerhour.com. We'll tell you where to get it. Can't tell you on the show, and it's not medical advice. Can't do that because obviously, you know, we'll come after us. You know who? All the liars, the pathological liars that are trying to control the narrative. And we're saying, nah, I don't think so. We don't believe your narrative anymore, especially with Walensky, the witch. Got on in front of Congress last week and said, now we're going to continue the mask mandate because we haven't found any, you haven't found any evidence that masks don't work? Really? Walensky, you need to be not only eliminated, but hung with Fauci and Burks and everybody else that lied to America and caused us all to be put to death. Those who succumbed to the shot. I mean, they don't want to tell you about all the real adverse reactions, but you ask anyone whose parent got put in a hospital or loved one got put in a hospital and the hospital murdered him. Hey, we've had Scott Schar on this show twice already giving us updates on what's going on with the death of his daughter, Grace. She had Down syndrome and they murdered her. Hey, that's all right. They want to come after me. We get discovery. Remember that. I am a paralegal and I've got a whole battery of attorneys sitting behind me that would just love to jump in on this. And I mean, it's not going away. None of this garbage is going away. This is something that you got to wonder. And I'm not sitting there challenging you to threaten me with a lawsuit, because it ain't going to work. I got freedom of speech here, folks. And as long as we have that, we're good. But see, when the freedom of speech stops, that's when the killing starts. And you better remember that. And this is why Americans are stocking up on food, guns, and ammo. There's obviously a reason. Every time the Biden administration and the ATF come out with some gobbledygook. Oh, yeah, we're going to ban bump stocks, and we're going to ban because that all has it turns your weapon and turns your rifle into an automatic weapon. These people are so full of the proverbial caca. They wouldn't know a bump stock and an automatic weapon if it bit them in the ass. So, you know, and oh, they want to ban military from buying weapons. Yeah, until they're over the age of 25. Like, that's going to matter? Yeah, the Department of Defense, by the way, is saying that they want to stop kids under the age of 25 from buying weapons. They go to the PX and they buy a weapon and they take it home and they blow their brains out because they realize I made a big mistake joining the military and there's no way I can get out, and they get despondent and they go to the PX, buy a handgun and blow their head off. Oh, what an interesting way to lose military, suicide. And so the DOD in their infinite wisdom has decided, well, let's see, we lied to them to get them in here. Promised them they could see the world. Remember that? And then all of a sudden, they get in and they realize, oh, my God, what have I done? I just became U.S. government property when I raised my hand and swore to uphold, defend, and protect the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign, and this is the part they don't like, and domestic. They, meaning the government. See, we have a very, they put the funk in dysfunctional, folks. We have a very dysfunctional government. Governments are necessary to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. And it seems like, you know, we're doing all this. And now we find out that Biden has stacked his administration with current or former members of the Trilateral Commission. Yeah. Know which ones we're talking about here? Antony Blinken, Secretary of State. Susan Rice, domestic policy advisor. Mark Brzezinski, ambassador to Poland. R. Nicholas Burns, U.S. ambassador to China. Ken Jister, U.S. ambassador to India. Wendy Sherman, U.S. deputy secretary of state. Jake Sullivan, U.S. national security advisor. Lael Brainard, member of the U.S. Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. Eric Schmidt, Office of Science and Technology Policy. John Podesta, Green New Deal spending czar. A.J. Banga, president of the World Bank. Now remember, the Trilateral Commission was formed in 1973 by whom? David Rockefeller and Zbigniew Brzezinski. And they successfully engineered the takeover of the Carter administration in order to control the economic engine of the world, the United States. Anthony Sutton thoroughly documented this in the 1978 through 81 with books Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. We've got a whole story about that on our email blast. I wish all of you had, some of you have internet. You know, here's the thing, too. If you had an email but you didn't have a computer, you literally could go to the library where you live, and you could access your email out of a library computer just to read that. Don't have to go surfing because, see, when you surf, they know what you surf for. But if you're only surfing from a public computer in a library, they're going to have a really hard time trying to program stuff to you. And don't put your name in your Gmail or whatever address. See, I'm trying to get away from Gmail. Because Google Mail, man, this is how they know. You start talking about anything in your Google Mail, and next thing you know, you're getting ads on everything you read. And if you don't think they're not watching what you're saying, this is surveillance state at its finest, folks. A Polish woman who believes that she may be the missing British girl, Madeleine McCann, claims the family has agreed to do a DNA test. Kate and Jerry McCann have approached Julia Faustnia to take a DNA test to see if her genes match that of their missing daughter, who was 3 years old when she was abducted from a Portugal apartment bedroom in 2007, a source told the Daily Beast this week. Faustina, who's also been referred to as Julia Wendell and Julia Wendell, has recently become an internet sensation after claiming she has evidence she could be Madeline. Wow. We know she didn't run away. So what happened to her? Was she used as a sex slave and she escaped? What happened? We don't know. I'm sure we'll find out, those of you who remember that. Obama's former White House physician has said, and this is Representative Ronnie Jackson from Texas. He was the former White House physician during Obama and Trump administrations, warned over the weekend that Biden's cognitive decline is bringing the U.S. closer to an all-out war with Russia and China. You know, I'm just wondering whether or not, well, folks, I mean, we're all in that mindset. If you want to call to air out their dirty laundry, you're more than welcome to, but I'm seeing this as a means to eliminate more of the world population because these people have an agenda, and that's depopulation by any means, including nuclear war. And this is why we're selling Nuke Protect on the Power Mall, folks. I mean, I remember when this first leaked out, you could not find potassium iodide or potassium iodate anywhere on the shelves. Man, they were soaking that up, especially in Europe, because they're the closest to the action. They're the closest to NATO and the technical or tactical nuclear potential. And with these Russian ships now launching into the Baltic Sea and they're armed with nuclear warheads, yeah, things just keep getting closer and closer and closer. And here we go. We want to send F-16s. And yeah, why don't you just send all your troops over there? Why don't you just push the magic button, Congress, and why don't you declare war on Russia and China, you bunch of warmongers? Why don't you just go ahead and make a formal act out of it and declare war, just come to Ukraine's aid and just give them another $100 billion? Man, this is the people we elected? They're trying to get us into a nuclear war. They're trying to dare Russia. Oh, you remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? And then Kennedy had to make the phone call. He had to pick up the red phone and call Khrushchev. And yeah. Did that really happen? Do we know? Do we know if it really happened? Do we know if he made that phone call? Oh, we just took everybody's word for it that Russia moved all those nukes there. Remember, we have limited technology back then in 63, 62. Yeah. There is a jihadi migrant who launched deadly stabbings in Spain in the churches. He's been accused, that this is Yasin Kanja, a radical Muslim, been accused of murdering one and injuring several others after attacks in two churches in Spain, claims he sees devils as authorities look into the state of his mental health. So they're going to determine whether or not he is fit for trial. I don't know what you do. You lock him in a rubber room? Juice him up with dope? Let him beat his head against the wall if he continues to see more devils? Don't give the guy a knife. He might stab the judge. There's been a migrant boat shipwreck in Italy. More than 100 people are feared dead. At least 62 we know have, including children, many still missing after the boat sank in rough seas. You see, this is all part of the third world leaving for the established world. Why is that, you ask? Well, because the conditions are so bad. They think that if they move to the United States and Europe, that they're going to have a wonderful life. Little do they know that when they get here, they'll probably end up getting mandated that if you want citizenship in our country, you have to take the jabs and more than one. You see, this whole thing with multiculturalization, you want to see what it does to a nation? Look at London. Look at London. We got how many? 250,000 plus cameras monitoring and spying on every single move you make when you're in London, England. And it's just the surveillance state continues to expand. Huh. Wow. And you know, I mean, half of India looks like it's emptied into London. Huh. I mean, why did they go there? Because, well, Britain did claim India as, you know, for a while. But the thing is everybody goes, we're not doing very well here in India. Let's go open a 7-Eleven in London. Oh, I know, I'm being stereotypical again, aren't I? No. Because if you look at the number of Patels that own 7-Elevens and hotels, come on. I'm not a racist. I'm telling you the way it is. I've dealt with Patels before. I get it. They own gas stations, too. I have business partners that were Patels. That's a common name, all right? They come here to make a living, and they're business people. They don't have much regard for whites. What does that make them? Indian supremacists? I don't know. Think about that for a minute, because I was constantly, you know, the folks I knew, the Patels I knew, they couldn't pick up the phone without screaming in my earballs about something. So they think we're all scum. They've been conditioned to believe that way. Somebody taught them how to behave like that. Yet, you know, when we make a comment, we're accused of being a racist. Really? No. Stereotypes came into being for a reason. It's because people over here are kind of afraid of multiculturalism. And that's exactly what is going on in America right now with the millions of people that have attempted to cross into the United States, many of whom have just been let loose, many with criminal records. Just a matter of time before they come knock, knock, knocking on your front door and they're armed and they want to do a little home invasion. What, did you put that gun-free zone in your front yard? You put that sign up? Yep. I'm an unarmed Democrat. Come break in and steal everything and kill me while you're at it. Now, you see, if the jab doesn't kill me because 90% of all the Democrats in the country took it, the jab doesn't kill me because, see, they believe the narrative too. Here's something else that's rather interesting, long as we're moving into what's going on here. Critics on both the left and the right. See, they both have their agendas, right? It's a uniparty system, but they both have their agendas. But both of them are slamming the special grand jury's foreperson in the Georgia, Fulton County, Georgia, grand jury proceedings because she's been going viral and going on networks. Yeah, and I mean, literally, the whole thing is going to get thrown out. Trump's legal team's going to make a motion if there's an indictment to dismiss it based on grand jury impropriety. Yeah. All right. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls and a little more commentary and analysis right here in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
After the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, Dave Prieger with you here on the Power Hour. Welcome back. Am I the only one drinking coffee here? I've got my Texit Now cup here. You see, that's one solution. Just leave the United States of America. You don't have to move to another country. All you have to do is just secede, right? You know, it's a great idea. Now we can just get that on the ballot in November. It'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Well, we're working toward that goal. Here's another interesting note about the little douche that they had as the grand jury foreman in Fulton County, Georgia. The Democrats are really upset with her because it's probably going to happen. The entire grand jury is going to be dismissed. They're going to throw it out. If they have to impanel another grand jury, how do you think that's going to go? So Emily Kors, this 30-year-old who has served for 8 months as a foreperson of the special grand jury, goes to mainstream media, CNN, Communist News Network, and MSDNC on February 22nd and gave interviews that Ellie Honig, the CNN legal senior analyst and former New York assistant U.S. attorney, said was just a nightmare, prosecutorial nightmare. And here's the thing. On MSDNC, Emily Kors, the grand jury foreman, quote, "I wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in, and so I thought it would be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear, and me getting to swear him in? I just kind of thought that would be an awesome moment," unquote. I was like, totally. Okay, Miss Valley Girl, Ooh, like Lord God King Bufu. All right. Yeah, I get it. All right. See, this is it's Frank Zappa, right? Valley Girl, for those of you who have never heard the song. Yeah, it's like, oh, my God. You know, so it's like, okay, you are, you fit it. You fit the description. I'm going to call you what you are, right? But this is going to cause, and this is why the left and the right, this is why the Unit Party is so upset, because those who want to get Trump may not be able to now. Yeah, even the left. See, I told you the system was imploding in itself, and there's just more evidence of it. You got everybody that hates Trump so much, they would go to great lengths to smear, and they do it to themselves. Pretty soon, they come out of nowhere and just start making comments, and they go on Twitter and see, and they could document it. And see, those videos she did with CNN and MSNBC, they're not going away. Nah, they're going to show the court. This woman is going to be lucky if she doesn't end up in prison because of it. That's why she's a douche, all right? Appears to be. Yeah, somebody needs to give Washington an enema while we're at it. East Palestine, Ohio residents are now suffering. We got a guy out there. Hi, boys and girls. Yeah, it's Mickey. That's what he sounds like. All of these toxins have gotten into his system and his voice has changed. He now talks like and sounds like Mickey Mouse. Now, I know they don't know exactly because, see, it costs so much money to test. All I could tell people is, look, you might want to hook up with some people who know you and can get you detoxidine here on the Power Mall. Get rid of the heavy metals. You have to detoxify. Don't just sit there and go, woe is me. I might have inhaled, you know, the residues from vinyl chloride, benzene, and naphthalene. And ha ha, now I'm talking like this. Ha ha, I'm Minnie. Ha ha. You know, I do it as an impersonation. I don't have that issue. I told you I do 80 different voice characterizations. All right. So understand that that's one of them. I'm not making fun. I think it's sad. Somebody needs to turn this guy on to detoxidine and get rid of the metal, heavy metal toxicity in his body. I mean, these people need to seek out. Don't sit there and complain about the fact you talk like Mickey Mouse. Go do something. Talk to somebody. Take something to get rid of the heavy metals in your body. Somebody needs to make some phone calls. If you got friends living in East Palestine, they need to know what's going on here. They need to get this stuff out of their system. Not sit there and go, I'm going to sue. I'm going to sue. Oh, yeah, I guess you need to leave your head in that neck brace, right? Yeah. Here, let's put Mickey in front of the jury.
Ha-ha. Hi, boys and girls. Look at this is what happened after the East Palestine train wreck. Ha-ha.
Yeah, like the jury's going to go, oh, that poor guy. Let's give him several million dollars. You know, see, it doesn't do him any good, especially if it kills him down the long run. Yeah, you'll have a dead Mickey Mouse then. See, and this whole thing is Mickey Mouse. Because it could have been prevented. And not only that, but then you've got all these little interesting things happening to people who are trying to do the right thing and fly to locations where things have happened to investigate. An Arkansas environmental consulting firm is incredibly saddened after five of its employees died in a plane crash happening shortly after takeoff from Little Rock. Yeah, where? The Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport.
Monica, get back in the closet.
Yeah, that airport. It's a twin-engine Beech BE-20 heading to Columbus, Ohio, when it went down a few miles south of that airport. They were going to investigate not the East Palestine, but north of there near Cleveland, where the metals plant blew up, killing one and injuring 14 when this happened. And, of course, the NTSB is investigating. Yeah, just like you did with Kerry Mate's aircraft.
You can't trust them.
They go out and they make a show of it.
Oh, yeah, the NTSB was there.
Yeah, of course they were. In addition to that, five people died over the weekend when a medical plane crashed near Stagecoach, Nevada. REMSA Healthcare said CareFlight is one of its services guaranteed help, I guess, was the PC-12 fixed-wing aircraft went off the radar at 9:45 p.m. and crashed in Stagecoach, Nevada. The pilot and four other passengers dead, including a flight nurse, the afflicted, and a family member of the afflicted. And other medical personnel. So, you know, you got to wonder about these aircraft. And apparently what they're saying is the aircraft broke up. You know, see, these aircraft have to be certified to be safe. And then you got to ask yourself, who skipped? Of course, you know, the Democrats will blame it on Trump and deregulation. But the thing is that anybody, any right-thinking person who is a pilot would know that every so often, and this is why flying is an expensive hobby, because you have to be able to get the aircraft serviced on a regular basis and maintenance to make sure that every single screw and bolt and nut and whatever the case is tight, so the plane doesn't become separated in mid-flight. That will certainly spell the doom of those who should be responsible. And of course, now, speaking of responsibility, one of our sponsors, Mike Lindell at MyPillow, is going to sue Speaker Kevin McCarthy, according to what he said, because he shared the January 6th footage with Tucker Carlson. Don't know why. I mean, it's all going to get out there. You know, Steve Bannon asked him why he's planning to file a suit against McCarthy when he's got all these other legal challenges piling up. And he says that we're injured by not having access. And then the other thing is the Equal Protection Clause. Why does just Fox get this? So they can cover it up even more? Those of you who watch Fox, we do. My wife and I watch it because that's as close as we're going to get to the uniparty system. And basically you got to understand, Jesse Waters, this is the young person's version of the Schiff Show. And then you have Tucker. And Tucker, you know, by the time Tucker's done, we just, you know, watch something else until Gutfeld comes on because he makes fun of everybody. And this government is, you know, a government that begs to be made fun of. So we do that. We take shots any chance that we get. And perhaps that's why we have more and more listeners, because, see, we get it that it's a uniparty system. And the tit for tat is Lindell saying he's going to sue McCarthy because McCarthy's giving footage to Tucker when Lindell thinks that he should have it so he can go on his rant and he can use it to help his lawsuits. I get it. You know, this is the thing about discovery, Mike. If you have a lawsuit and you know that there's access to January 6th footage, Mike, I'm a paralegal. I'm not an attorney, but I'm telling you right now, that's what discovery is for, based on my research. Discovery is being able to subpoena. You don't have to sue. You simply subpoena the documents you want and the videos you want. You subpoena them. Hey, he can't just share it with Tucker and you not have access. You can have access. It doesn't matter about freedom of the press provisions and all that garbage. It doesn't matter. You've got lawsuits. You have subpoena power. What is with these people? Mike, you need to get some attorneys that can actually think outside the box here. It's costing you more money to file lawsuits. Do you understand that? Every time you file a lawsuit, it costs money. Apparently, you've got enough pillows out there that are selling. We're constantly seeing your stuff on Fox. Yep. I got a deal for you. Let's make a deal. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's behind door number three, discovery. And by the way, Norfolk Southern seems to be in, adding to its streak of derailments. Yep, a freight train operated by Norfolk Southern derailed in Lexington, North Carolina, early Saturday. Traveling through Lexington, one of the train's 132 cars, one set of wheels, has derailed and it backed up everything, including Amtrak. They arrived 2.5 hours late because of it. They had to bring a crane out, fix the wheels, and put it back on the track. Wow. Amazing how that works, and it's all Norfolk Southern. They're going to continue to blame Trump for all that? This is the thing about responsibility and fixing your equipment so you don't crash. Goes for trains as well as planes, as well as automobiles, which is why they have recalls. Yep. Believe it or not, there are recalls. There's always recall. AAA has issued an alert to drivers after the do not drive notice is issued on certain Honda vehicles that contain the Takata Alpha airbag inflators. And if you have not taken your car in to have it checked, and we're talking about the airbag inflator checked, Takata specifically, if you're driving a Honda, late model especially, you need to call and find out if you are affected by it. Otherwise, why would AAA be issuing those recall warnings? Because they're trying to do the responsible thing so that you get your auto maintenance. Like Norfolk Southern needs to be responsible and maintenance their trains, and all of these aircraft companies, they're flying all these people all over the country to do investigations and seek medical treatments. Be responsible and fix your freaking equipment. No, wait, right, then blame it on Trump. Oh, God. You see, this is the cop-out, America's big cop-out. Yeah, if everything just goes to hell in a handbasket, we'll just blame Trump. Ford Motor is suspending production of its electric F-150 Lightning pickup for another week following a battery issue that resulted in one of its vehicles catching fire. Ford said over the weekend its battery supplier, SK, has started building battery cells again at a plant in Georgia, but it's going to take some time to ensure they're back to building high-quality cells and to deliver them to the Lightning production line. Oh, yeah, let's blame that on Trump, too, why don't you? Yeah, we got a scapegoat, we got a patsy. Let's do that. And tech giant and iPhone maker Apple Inc. has responded to a report published over the weekend that detailed how scammers and criminals are spying on iPhone users' passcodes before stealing their device and gaining access, stealing thousands of dollars in the process. Yeah. So here's the problem. The iPhones, according to the response by Apple, were stolen while they were at public places at night or in bars. At least one said they were drugged before the device was stolen and unlocked. Others said their iPhones were grabbed from their hands by a person they just met. Some said they were assaulted. Some described other scenarios, according to the paper. See, Apple, always an excuse. Can't blame Trump, so let's blame the consumer. Stupidity of the consumer. Consumer doesn't know what to do with their iPhone. Yeah, see, this is why I'm thinking next time maybe I need to get rid of this iPhone and get something else. And if you think an Apple Android, an Android phone, you think an Android is going to help, they can still do it there too. Good morning, Sherry in Kansas. How are you?
Okay, and we're going to have some decent weather today, except for the wind.
Unlike California with all the snow they're getting, there, boys and girls. Can you say geoengineering? Sure you can. I didn't do my Mr. Rogers voice, sorry.
That caller that called in last week about the were there put options on Norfolk Southern? I thought that was very perceptive. And I've got a question about that. If this company that you might know, if this company ends up getting bankrupted off of all the claims and all their bad, you know, maintenance stuff on, you know, will the stockholders, would they be
on the hook,
compensated before people that have claims against the company?
Well, the insurance companies, because I'm sure that Norfolk Southern is insured, and the insurance companies are the ones that are going to pay the claims and fight this. Now, will Norfolk Southern stock drop as a result? And those who, this idea goes back to the put options about shorting the stock, thinking that stock is going to drop as a result of all of these Norfolk Southern accidents and the perceptiveness you spoke of. The thing is, the shareholders, everybody who is invested in that country and that company, rather, takes it on the chin no matter what. And the thing is that if they're going to play in the game, they have to understand that it comes with risks. And this is not one of these things that you're going to be able to turn around. And now, could you hold the company negligent as a stockholder for not having your best interest at heart? And the stockholders could turn around and file a class action lawsuit to settle with Norfolk Southern for the losses that they took because of Norfolk Southern's negligence, that they had a reasonable duty of care to their investors. That might be a hard road to hoe legally, in my humble opinion, as a non-lawyer. But if they can show that Norfolk Southern lied about the quality of their railway company and that their freight cars were always well-maintained, if they lied about that in their 8K or their 10K to investors, and that is where the investor lawsuits were happening with the banks, because the banks were claiming that all the loans they made during the foreclosure crisis were AAA quality loans and they were qualified loans, and come to find out they weren't. And that's how the insurance companies and the investors ended up suing, is because they said one thing knowing that it was false. And so that's the only way in my mind I could see investors coming after Norfolk Southern. But otherwise, the insurance companies, I would think, would be defending all of these legal actions mounting against the railway.
Well, when I worked for Santa Fe 40 years ago, I was told that Santa Fe was self-insured.
Ah, wow. Really?
So,
self-insured? Boy, that's a long road to hoe, because, Sherry, I mean, being self-insured, I mean, you've got to have a big kitty of cash to be able to pay the claims and damages. I mean, we're talking to the hundreds of millions of dollars. Was Santa Fe that well off that they could do that?
Well, that's just what I remember people saying to me. But now, the insurance company, I would think they would make the companies be more, you know, more fastidious about their maintenance.
Well, here's the thing. The insurance companies, if they find out that there was negligence, and see what they're doing is they're insuring the technical and all of the physical operations of Norfolk Southern, and most insurance companies have the right of subrogation. And so this is where the investors get hurt, because then they force Norfolk Southern to pay back the insurance companies for money that had to be paid out if all of a sudden the settlements and the discussion involving the settlements with the insurance companies shows negligent behavior on the part of the railroad, that they're the ones who could have, should have, would have fixed the situation and didn't. They have the right of subrogation to come after their client for money, to reimburse the insurance company for all the claims they had to pay out. So that's another possibility that might affect the 8K and the 10K, because Norfolk Southern would have to disclose that.
I've got something for anybody who's got people living in the affected area.
Okay.
They ought to tell their people, their friends and family, to snip off some hair. Right now, they usually take for a mineral analysis, they usually take it from the nape of your neck and date it and put it in a way, and also maybe get a couple of people to verify it was taken off, you know, just because that's one thing to, and then compare later, you know.
All right, let's talk about that. Good idea. Great idea. Let's talk about that for a second, Sherry. Here's the thing. If you have access to a test tube and you got to make sure that it's clean and you've got some sort of rubber seal to put on it, some sort of a container that is, you know, sealed, And great idea, though, about taking the sample, do it in front of witnesses who can sign an affidavit under penalty of perjury. Don't take samples without having specific evidence, and you want to have people who are over the age of 18. Don't have your kids sign off on this if they're not 18. They got to be over the age of 18, of sound mind, and they have to sign, even if it's all the same affidavit. I observed that this sample was taken from the scalp of victim A, and then put that in a test tube and keep that with all the affidavits. Have at least 5 affidavits there. You need to have evidence available, and then when they can afford to, or the opportunity arises where they can have that specimen tested, you've got backup. Great idea, Sherry. Appreciate your call. See, we got listeners thinking outside the box here in the Power Hour. We will be back after the top of the hour break here. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.